Ready to start?
Now, undress and get naked. Whether it's sitting down, lying down, or standing up that you prefer, get into a comfortable position. We're going to start with your balls. Use one hand to gently cup them. Feel how full and heavy they are. Move your fingers just a little bit to gently massage your balls. Very, very gently. Just the smallest amount of pressure and pleasure. Now gradually add pressure to your fingers, increasing the intensity of the massage a little bit and a little bit more, and stop. Take that same hand, use two fingertips and your thumb to massage the tip of your cock with the same amount of gentle pressure as before. Increasing a bit more, just a bit more pressure, and stop. Now, tug your balls down lightly. One tug, two tug, three tugs, and hold it there. Keep tugging. Keep going until it's right on the edge of getting painful. Hold it there. Focus on that edge between pain and pleasure, and let go. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, every time I snap my fingers, I want you to remember that sensation in your balls. Let's do that again. Tug until you reach that edge. Hold, breathe, and let go. Back to your cock. Loop up one hand and stroke your cock straight up and down. Not too tightly. Keep your hand relaxed. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Up, down, keep going. Not too fast, not too slow. Pace yourself. Up, down, up, down. And now on every upward stroke, when you reach the tip, squeeze a little bit before continuing with the downward stroke. Up, squeeze, down. Up, squeeze, down. Keep going. With your other hand, use your fingertips to gently rub your balls, just to comfort them. Let them know they're not being left out. And hands off. Breathe in and breathe out. And now hand back on your cock, this time squeezing tightly at the base. Again, find that edge between pleasure and pain. Squeeze the base of your shaft hard until you reach that edge. And let go. Move your hand up along your shaft just a tiny little bit. Squeeze hard again, and let go. Up a little bit, squeeze, let go. Up a little bit more, squeeze, and let go. And keep going until you reach the tip of your cock. Once you do reach the tip of your cock, squeeze and move your hand a bit to properly massage your tip before letting go. Then do the same thing going back down your shaft. Down, squeeze, let go. Down, squeeze, let go. Keep going until you reach the base of your cock again. Then hold tightly onto the base. Take a deep breath in and out. Use both hands now. Keep one hand at the base and one at the tip. Be careful that you've looped up both hands properly. Start very loosely, rotate both hands in opposite directions, again very loosely, to barely give your cock any friction. Gradually add more pressure, and now release the top hand, and finish with one final hard squeeze of the bottom hand. Use a fingertip to rub the underside of your tip a few times with medium pressure, and let go. Both hands again, rotate loosely. Add pressure, release the top hand, squeeze the bottom hand, rub your tip, and let go. Now a few standard strokes with one hand, just up and down, very loosely, as fast as you can. Press into your balls when you reach the base of your shaft, and stroke all the way back up to the very tip. Again, up and down, as fast as you can. Hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, let's follow with a variation on the standard stroke. Use only your fingertips this time. No fingers or knuckles or palms touching your cock. And stroke up and down. Focus the pressure of your fingertips onto the underside of your cock. And every time you reach the tip, focus the pressure there. Don't go too fast, but do hold on tight. Keep going. Focusing the pressure onto the underside of your cock. Stroke a little faster now. A little more pressure. Tease your tip. Faster. 3, 2, 1. And stop. Hands off to your side. Now back to your balls. Use two fingers and give them a firm tap. Almost like a spank. Try a couple different angles and tap again and again and again and again. Take one hand back to your cock, twisting strokes up and down this time, tightly, but only your shaft, up to the flare and never the tip. Twisting strokes, pressing down into your balls when you reach the base, and up into the flare of your tip. But again, never actually touching the tip itself. Keep going, and add lube if you need to. Hold it for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and continue. In the meantime, also take a finger from your other hand and gently run the fingertip along your slit, as if teasing the pre-cum to flow a bit more. Keep stroking your shaft while you tease the tip, rubbing a little harder every second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now stop stroking, but keep rubbing your tip. Gradually go from one fingertip rubbing the tip of your cock to the whole palm of your hand rubbing and squeezing the tip. Use your fingers to tease around the flare at the base of your tip and keep rubbing. Hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Deep breath in and out. Now choose your favorite from all the strokes that we've been through. Start at a medium pace with medium pressure. I'm going to count down from 20, and once I reach 1, you can come, but hold it in until then. 20, 19, gradually add pressure to your strokes. Focus on how full and ready to burst your balls are. 18, 17, 16. Stroke faster. Stroke your cock like you mean it, and like you know you'll need to come by the end of this. 15, 14, or maybe slow down a bit. Don't push yourself too hard. 13, 12, add more pressure. 11, 10, 9, focus on the tip of your cock. Tease it with every stroke. Make yourself more and more sensitive. 8. We're getting very, very close to the end now. 7. 6. 5. 4. How do your balls feel? Are they ready to come? Are you still able to hold back now? 3. Faster. 2. Faster. 1. Come. Come now. Feel your balls release and let your cock twitch and relax. Come. Squeeze every last drop of cum out and keep going. Keep going until you're absolutely certain that your balls are empty. Or maybe it's been too long and you can't be sure that your balls are empty. In that case, let's go through this audio one more time just to make sure, and then we can take a break.